Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right. Well, a week or so ago, the organization Business Leaders for Michigan put out a report in which it said Michigan's community colleges rank 49th in the country when it comes to graduation rates, 48th on enrollment growth over the past decade. Students of color at community colleges far less likely to graduate than their white peers. They're saying that there needs to be a change in how community colleges are run and operated here in Michigan. Our next guest says, well, not so fast. Maybe you just don't understand what a community college is or how it works. She's written basically a rebuttal to that report that appears as an editorial in Crane's Detroit. Joining us right now is the president of St. Clair County Community College, Dr. Deborah Snyder. Dr. Snyder, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. I think this is a conversation well worth having without getting into a lot of details, because we will get into it. But what was your first reaction when you read that report from the Business Leaders for Michigan?
Well, I was shocked. You know, someone sent it to me by email, and the first thing I saw was a picture of Oakland Community College, and the caption was, Oakland Community College only graduates 17% of the students who attend there. And then I went on to read it, and as you say, it said that Michigan is 49th in the country. You know, community colleges are the best value if you want to get a higher education, I think, on the planet. You know, the cost is right. It's open access. There are so many good things about community colleges, and those things were largely ignored in this article.
Yeah. How important is it to graduate from community college? I mean, they're pointing at graduation rates, and you're pointing out that, you know, it's not so much about graduating as accumulating credits that you can then transfer, right?
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, I'm not sure why they picked that statistic to write about. And they talked about how they researched this for more than a year. But to isolate that as the most important thing that people needed to know about was just absolutely crazy as far as I'm concerned. You know, when you look at those statistics, the government collects statistics where they want to know how many people are graduating out of a pool of first-time, full-time students, which is, I think, defined as 12 credit hours or more in a semester. Mm-hmm. Well, you know how many people that typically describes in community colleges? Less than 15%.
Yeah.
Here at SC4, about 30% of our students are dual-enrolled or Blue Water Middle College students, so high school students trying to get a leg up on their education before they graduate from high school. You know, many of these students plan to go on to a four-year university and take some of their classes as high school students here because the, you know, it's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But to think that we would then say to them, oh, wait a minute, you cannot leave until you get an associate degree is crazy. Even in my own experience, you know, I was a student here once. I came here for a year, transferred to Western Michigan, was there for a semester, didn't like it, and came back here. So I would not have been included in that pool, as most of our students are not.
Talk with Dr. Deborah Snyder from St. Clair County Community College, president of SC4. Have you received any response from Business Leaders for Michigan to your editorial, sort of rebuking what they said?
I haven't. I've heard from business leaders here in Port Huron wondering what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, because if you don't hear the whole story, you know, it sounds pretty troubling, really. But no, I've heard no response from that organization. Although, if you take a look at the organization, three of their members that were involved in the research were part of universities, the University of Michigan, Michigan State, and Wayne State University, which just kind of surprises me. So
yeah,
we were up at the Michigan Community College Association annual conference in Traverse City last week. And quite frankly, there were a lot of community college people that came up to me and said, thank you so much, you know, for telling our side. Because sometimes we do get a bad rap, you know, we're the ultimate safety school because we don't have any requirements for entry.
And that's a good thing because that is a great way for students to gain entry into a major university. I mean, it's not a guarantee, but if you, you know, maybe you didn't do great in high school, you know, maybe you don't have the grades, maybe you can't get accepted into the school of your choice, but you can go to community college, you can put your nose to the grindstone, you can work hard and then apply for transfer and maybe get into that college you wanted to go to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, here at SC4, we've worked really hard to improve the student experience. We want students, high school students, to think that this school is every bit as good as the university experience that they think of. Mm-hmm. You know, we have sports, we have housing, we have a pantry, we have healthcare. We have great teachers. We have so many wonderful programs. There's absolutely no reason to go to a university when you've got this just right down the street.
And how do you communicate that message to kids and their families around St. Clair County? Because I do feel like for a long time people have said, well, I guess I'll just have to go to SC4. I guess that's my, you know, that's my last resort. I guess I'm stuck going to SC4. When, in fact, as you pointed out, there's a lot of amenities, a lot of the college experience there that make it a great experience.
I know it's a dilemma, and I think most community colleges suffer from the stigma of, oh, well, I guess I can't get into this college, so I'll go to the community college. When you think about it, this should be your first choice.
Yeah.
You know, you can always go to Harvard after you come here. You can always go to the University of Michigan as a transfer student. It's an uphill battle, Paul, but it's one that I think we really need to help people understand that this place is every bit as good or better than many of the universities.
What is the role of a community college? And that's a broad, open-ended question, but that's the reason I asked it. When you talk about community college, what do you see the main role of SC4 being here in St. Clair County?
Well, and, you know, this is another reason I think it's important for us to talk and help people in the community understand that we are largely a transfer institution. Most of the students who come here intend to get a baccalaureate degree, which means that they can come here for 2 years and then transfer on to another institution to get a baccalaureate degree. Almost all of the students who come here have that as their goal. Sometimes in the past 2 or 3 years, I hear people in the community saying things like, well, you know, why aren't you teaching roofing? You know, why aren't you teaching plumbing? Why aren't you teaching HVAC, all of the trades. There are trade schools for those programs. We do have a fine welding program. We have a mechatronics program. We have nursing, which results in an associate's degree or a certificate. We have rad tech. We have respiratory therapy. So for those programs, you don't have to go on to get your baccalaureate degree to get a good job. But to think that we're going to be able to staff manufacturing lines is not what we're here for. We really are here for higher education. We're not a vocational school.
Yeah, well said, Dr. Snyder. I appreciate you joining us. Anything else that you want to add? Anything else you want to say in defense of community colleges after you got knocked around by the business leaders for Michigan?
We did, but you know, I'll tell you, I haven't heard from them, so I'm taking that as a sign that they agree that maybe they didn't tell the whole story. But here's what I would do, Paul, is I would encourage parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, high school students, anybody who is looking to take one class or a series of classes in a program to transfer on, to consider this college first. Don't make this your safety school. Make this your first choice.
There you go. Dr. Steiner, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.